With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What it is, what it do, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I'm your girl, Ash Brown, and I appreciate all of the love and support. Over 1,700 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this is possible without you guys, so I thank you so, so very much. And today is a wonderful day. You guys know I love it when I get exclusives. I love exclusives. And I love it even more when my fam comes through, all right? So today, I've got actor, producer, entrepreneur, and my play cousin in my head, Romaine Wade. Hey, Romaine.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for having me. That introduction is wild, but I appreciate it.
Oh, no, but you wild. The talent is wild, bro. You know, I mean, you won't say it. I say it for you. You know what I'm saying? So we just working out that way. So, Romaine, where in the world are you today?
Oh, man, I'm in Toronto. That's home for me right now. Obviously, given, you know, what's going on in the world, it's hard to move around as much as we would want to, but,
yes.
You know, I'm thankful everybody's healthy and we're good on this side, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, since our last chat, a lot has happened for you in your career, and our last chat, we were on the heels of the Lifetime movie, The Clark Sisters, and you were a feature player in that. You were Greg Cole in the movie, and that was a very realistic interpretation of him as a character. So we enjoyed that tremendously. And so,
thank you so much.
Yes, you're doing amazing things, amazing work. And I just love seeing a young brother like yourself just on the hustle and making these things happen. You're busting through doors. And, you know, you're putting J.R. on the map, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my West Indian massive out there.
Bomb.
I wish I had the horn. I forgot the horn, Romaine. Next time, I got
Let
you.
Let me stop. You're going to get me in trouble.
Okay, we going to stop. We going to act right. We going to do right. No. But you've had a lot under your belt in the last year, and you're taking so much from a lot of things now. For you as an actor, how has this last year been for you as far as putting in work? You know, there's a lot of COVID protocols and things that I've had to happen in order for you guys to actually film.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you know, like anything else, you know, we got to be safe when we're doing what we love.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, there's had to be, you know, increased testing in terms of getting onto set, you know, just checking your temperature, things like that, just to make sure you're good to go. Like, I mean, over here, we do a lot of pre-screenings, which seem to be helping.
Okay.
But as we move forward, who knows, the rules may or may not change. But as of now, there's definitely some protocols in place to ensure that, you know, we can keep working and keep working safely, which is
absolutely
the most important thing.
Yeah, I think that's a really big part of it. So there's a new movie that you got coming out on Lifetime, Saying Yes to Christmas. Please tell us about this one.
Oh, man. Listen, first, before I get into that, it was such a wonderful opportunity to go back to Lifetime and do something like this. Because as you mentioned before, you know, I was doing The Clark Sisters, which, you know, when that came out, that was an amazing experience. Not only obviously filming it, but just to see the response and how people enjoyed that film, it was really great. So to be back on Lifetime in a different capacity, of course, but, you know, still a good project, Saying Yes to Christmas. So really, it's about you know, this you know, young couple kind of reconnecting over the holidays, and you know, they have their ups and downs throughout the film, but you know, these ones, they end real nice. You know, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. They end really nicely. So this was a wonderful experience for me again on Lifetime. And this one comes out Tuesday, November 30th on Lifetime as a part of their It's a Wonderful Lifetime lineup, which includes a whole bunch of other movies as well leading up to the holidays. So you guys can, you know, check that out online, see the full listing. And my movie, of course, is included in that.
Yes, yes, we definitely are hoping it is certainly quicker. So we'll mark that on the calendars now. So this is your second Lifetime project or, you know, thing that you've been involved with Lifetime. Is this going to be an ongoing relationship with you and Lifetime? Are we going to see you in some more Lifetime movies?
Listen, I won't say no. It's been a call, you know. You know, it's been a wonderful experience so far. It's one of those things where, like, you know, as the opportunities present themselves, you know, you see how it fits in and take advantage of them, right? But yeah, no, I wouldn't say no if Lifetime was like, hey, you know, you want to do something else? I'd be glad to work with them again for sure.
I love that. Now, we were talking offline earlier about anthology series, and I was telling you, I was like, look, I absolutely love, like, classic cult movies, The Nightmare on Elm Street, Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Hood, you know, and stories like that. So when I got wind that you were going to be a part of the Two Sentence Horror Stories series, I was like, oh my gosh, I love that show.
No, it's funny because, you know, a lot of people about it, but not a lot, I mean a handful.
Right.
They're like Two Sentence Horror Stories, and I guess it's more popular on that side than it is in Canada. And so when I tell people, they're like, oh, they know it, but over here it doesn't seem to be, they know like Black Mirror and stuff like that.
Right.
But Two Sentence Horror Stories kind of follows that same formula as Black Mirror, where you have these kind of individual standalone episodic type stories. So when I was, you know, blessed with that role, man, I was really happy with the role, the director that was doing it, and it all just really came together quite nicely. So I'm excited for people to see this one, especially because of the set.
Yes. Now, can you give us any little hints? I know you can't talk too much about the project, but can you give us any little hints about what we can expect from you?
The story is centered around this father who had recently lost his wife. So he and his daughter kind of go off on a little, you know, a little getaway to kind of clear their mind, clear their palate, to kind of start a new path together. And where they end up is where the problems ensue. And so, you know, we follow this man as he tries to figure out what's going on with him and his daughter and pretty much solve the situation that he's in. And I'll let you know that it gets intense. It gets pretty intense. So, I mean, I'm excited to see the final project, and I'm excited to share it with everybody else, because I think there's a really good message in there as well. I like to think of horror stories as like vitamin gummies, where, you know, it tastes good, but you're still getting something good out of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this story, I think, kind of falls into that avenue of like, man, it looks good, it feels good, it's fun to watch, but there's still a message in there. There's still something good for you to take away from it.
I like that. Now, with the holidays, they're just around the corner, Romaine. Do you have any plans for the holidays, or are you going to be working?
I mean, if work presents itself, I'm always going to go for the work, you know? I'm just that type of person. But if not, no, I'm low-key, man. I love to just hang out, have a good meal, you know, kick it with the family. Just stuff like that, real low-key, you know? And obviously, given the circumstances that we're in right now, you know, a lot of the usual holiday parties or cast parties that might occur, you know, are kind of reduced at this point.
Yeah.
So definitely going to be a low-key type holiday season.
Okay, cool beans. Well, if you ever make your way down to the A-Town, you got to come and celebrate with us at the Rum Punch Brunch. Shout out to my brother from another mother, Drega Music, Dre Money. They do the hottest Caribbean parties every Sunday. And it's ridiculous. It's fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, so you got to come down for rum punch brunch. I can't even talk. Rum punch brunch. I'm going to get it together.
Rum punch brunch.
Yes.
All right.
Good food, good sound, and just good vibrations, man. Just really, really good, fun vibrations.
Me and rum punch get along very well.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. See, I tell y'all, we keep it in the family here. We keep it in the family. Last but certainly not least, Romaine, what advice would you offer to any actors today that are discouraged due to the effects of the pandemic? It's made things a little bit more challenging, but it's still possible, you know?
Oh, man. Great question. And there's a lot to it, but the first thing I'll say is just study. You know, when the pandemic first hit and like we didn't know what was going on, you know, I kind of said, okay, what can I do to kind of keep myself, you know, creatively in tune? And so what I did was I just watched a lot of films, you know, and not just watching them for entertainment purposes, but watching them as a means of studying to learn more about story arc, to learn more about character traits, to, you know, see how somebody that I admire, maybe it's Denzel or Jamie Foxx or Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, how they approach stuff, you know. So I'm watching interviews on YouTube. You know, I'm trying to find as much information as possible to add to my toolbox, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I would encourage, you know, actors that are discouraged to, you know, find tools that you can add to your toolbox so that when the time comes, you know, you're prepared. A lot of what we do is just about preparation. You know, when you're prepared, you're confident. When you're prepared, you're able to deliver. And I think a big part of being prepared is just studying. You know, so when you're deep in the study, you know, you're not really thinking too much about, or hopefully, you're not thinking too much about what's going on around you. And then you can kind of push your craft forward in that way. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Romaine, wait, thank you so much for coming through. You know, I always love when you come through. You drop some little gemstones on us. I love that.
it's always wonderful to be able to talk to you. And I truly appreciate, you know, what you're doing and the medium that you're using to, you know, to push out some positive vibes. You know, I saw your post on Instagram the other day. You know, talking about, you know, what your mind focuses on is what, you know, will manifest.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that came at like a right moment. I was like, you know what? That's what I needed to see and read today. And it was really beneficial. So thank you for what you do. We appreciate that.
Yeah. And let everyone know how they can follow you, Romaine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on Instagram at Romaine Waite. I'm on Twitter at Romaine Waite as well. So people can, you know, reach me there, follow me there. And, you know, maybe we could have a little chat about, you know, some projects and what's going on in the world, you know?
Loving that. Continued support, continued love, all those good vibrations I'm sending your way. Looking forward to checking out these movies.
I receive it.
Absolutely. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.